It's June 1st, Rabbit Rabbit, as some of us say, on the first of the month, but more important, here in California, June 1st is the beginning of the time period during which Californians have to reduce their water usage, take Navy showers, as ordered by Governor Jerry Brown. Now, he's ordered that they hit certain targets. We've been asking people if they're ready.
Oh, yes. My clocks are all being turned off. The water's being turned off to the lawns. I've cut everything else back completely. I'm getting ready for June 1st.
I haven't thought about tomorrow because I do it, you know?
Not like most people are doing it.
My neighbors are.
You know, it's habit of mine to do simple things like keeping the water on while I brush my teeth. And our kids are just being raised in just an environment where it's very normal. The water conservation is just part of their everyday life.
Well, whatever comes, we'll deal with it, basically.
We'll deal with it. KPBS reporter Claire Tressiger is with us in the KPBS studios. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Robin.
And you've been covering this water story for so long. Most people we talked to this weekend weren't even aware of this June 1st start. You're nodding. And they said they were already conserving water because of San Diego's requirements or because they just wanted to. So is this June 1st mostly a symbolic day?
For San Diego, it is, because residents here have had mandatory water restrictions since November. What does change today is the start of the state cutbacks. So starting this month, each month, the state will compare water use to the same month 2 years ago. And then each water district has until February to get themselves to the targets that the state has set for them.
Yeah, and it gets so complicated because the governor wants a statewide reduction of 25%. But different regions have the higher percentages,
right,
if they're the bigger offenders, lower if they're not. And then within the cities, like San Diego, there are different water authorities. So who controls the faucet?
Right. Well, so there are 411 urban water districts in California, and the 25% reduction will be drawn from all of them combined. So each district has a different goal depending on how much water it's using right now. And if they get to March and they haven't met their goals, they could be fined $10,000 a day.
Oh, boy. So that's a lot of money. Stay with San Diego. Suggested requirements for usage started a few years back. Those are made mandatory. These are the days you can water your lawn according to where you live. Things you can't do, like you can't hose down a sidewalk unless there's a sanitary reason to do that. So take us through some of San Diego's requirements.
So San Diego, since November, has had rules about when people can water their lawns. So odd number. If you live on an odd number of a street, then you water on some days, and other days it's 2 days a week and 7 minutes a day, certain times during the day. Also, ornamental fountains are supposed to be turned off. If you wash your car, you need to do it in a commercial car wash, not on your own in the driveway.
Now, it's 2 days a week. Is it 5 minutes a day?
I thought that it was seven minutes a day.
But see, well, you know what? And we've been also told 10. So
okay.
We're going to try to straighten that out. We've got the mayor coming along. But how does it work on an individual level? You can't let your sprinkler water run off into the street, for instance. But are people also being held to certain allotments within their house?
Well, it's going to be up to each water district to decide how to meet those goals. I think one option is that the people will have allotments like credits, and if you don't use them, they roll over, and if you use too many, there could be a surcharge.
Mm-hmm. And what about enforcement? We did a story on Santa Cruz, for instance. They're handing out heavy fines for things like a running toilet, running water. But you can wipe those fines out by going to traffic school. Here in San Diego, we talked to a so-called water cop, an inspector. He said there are few fines right now. People are warned. So what's the enforcement? What's the punishment if you don't cut back on your water?
Right. In San Diego, at first they were putting out warnings. You got 3 strikes if you were breaking a rule. Now they're down to 2 strikes. But as of April, there were no fines, even though about a fifth of people didn't respond to those first warnings.
Yeah. Well, that might change, as you said, if the cities start getting fined. There were rebates, incentives for people to rip out their lawns. They had some financial help with that, but we understand those rebates were gone.
Right. The city had about $750,000 that they put into the rebate program, and that was gone in a week. So now they won't have more money until July.
So, Claire Tressiger, is your sense that this is working in San Diego? I got to tell you, we didn't see any water running anywhere. It's amazing.
That's interesting because some people will say, oh, I still see people watering their lawns even right after we had a big rainstorm a couple weeks ago. I think that there is a growing culture of cutting back on water. People are talking about the Navy showers, like you mentioned. If people see someone watering when they're not supposed to, they'll report it to the city. So it's kind of a growing culture of drought shaming, people even call it.
Yeah, that phrase has been used. Well, I'll tell you what, my Twitter is at Here and Now Rob, and I want to hear from our listeners in San Diego if there's a place you think we should go to see a water problem or just any story regarding water. We want to hear from you. And meanwhile, KPBS reporter Claire Tregesser, thank you so much.
Thank you.